Whoever has ears ought to hear. The reason why, after we hear about the parable of the sower and the seed, whoever has ears ought to hear, is because especially when we seek to hear, we are receiving from God. The best way that we're able to bear fruit for God is when we choose to listen to God, listen to what God is asking us to do, and that way that we choose to receive from God. We all know that a seed doesn't sprout until it receives the nutrients that it needs. Certain nutrients in the soil, sunlight, water, etc. Things that help it. But if it doesn't receive those things, then it won't be able to sprout and to grow. For us, if we seek to bear fruit for God, we especially have to be mindful of that way that God invites us to listen. That God invites us to receive the nutrients that we need. And where do we especially find those nutrients? In our prayer time with God. Those saints who bore the greatest fruit for God are the ones who were the ones spending the most time in prayer as well. There's always a direct correlation between time and prayer and the way that we bear fruit for God. But that's the irony so often. I can tell you in ministry that so often it is easy to think, oh, I'm doing this good thing, doing that good thing, and oh, well, it's okay to skip this prayer time or that prayer time, etc. And yet, I've always had such admiration for the saints because I've gone, how in the world did they do it? They spent so much time in prayer, and yet they were able to do so much ministry and service to God as well. And the secret is because they prioritized that prayer time, and it then allowed a multiplication of the time they spent in ministry. But the lie we can oftentimes fall into is if I spend more time in ministry, I'll bear more fruit. But it's the opposite. The more time I spend in prayer, then it will multiply the time that I do in ministry. So that is what especially our Lord is seeking to convey to us, and whoever has ears ought to hear.